Hello. Come on in. Door's open. Welcome to Here's Hoping, my imaginary coffee shop, where good conversations are always on the menu. I'm your host and barista, Catherine Gabriel Jones. I'm really glad you've arrived. Our special today comes from a delightful connection that came out of nowhere. I love those kinds of connections. And this particular connection is with Dr. Jen Pratt, a pediatric physician who wanted to talk with me about the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Dr. Jen Pratt is a pediatric physician who cares for children in the very same hospital where she herself was treated, and where she herself was a recipient of a Make-A-Wish. Now, I'll admit, I didn't know a lot about the Make-A-Wish organization. I have my own perceptions, my own assumptions, my own, well, I guess you could just call fill-in-the-blank facts that I've just plucked out of thin air. This is a remarkable opportunity I discovered to discover not only something amazing about an organization that inspires hope in unexpected ways, but also an opportunity to discover new wonders within a simple word like wish. I truly cherished the conversation that Dr. Jen Pratt and I shared. And I want to introduce you to this new discovery of all the different elements within the word wish. Here's hoping. I really want to thank you for introducing these two words side by side, which I am surprised that in the wide universe of my mind, I have not put together wish and hope together. And that is really fascinating to me. I'm curious, it's easy to project onto the word wish. Think about all of the movies and media that's out there and what it associates with the word wish. And then the phrase of the organization, Make-A-Wish, can seem banal because, like the word hope, wish is something that's kind of tossed around. Well, make a birthday wish, make a wish, I wish. And yet there is such, forgive me, there's such marrow within the bone of that word. There's so much heart. And I'm intrigued. What has your experience been in talking about not a last wish with people? What are their reactions to you and their responses to that phrase of adding not a last wish? Feed me.
I think that's a wonderful point because it's unexpected. I think when we hear about the Make-A-Wish organization, a lot of misconception is that it is a last wish for many children. And for me and for most children who are recipients of a wish through the organization, it's so much more than that and not a last wish. The good news is that most children go on to manage or survive their illness or condition in a way that, they're able to live very full and long lives. So in that sense, for me, you know, my wish, it wasn't a last wish. It was a way that I was propelled forward with a mindset of hope and hope for the future and hope to be able to turn around and actually use this experience to help others. which was something that I just felt so strongly during that time. I knew that going through this, that this was something that I wanted to make my life mission, mm-hmm. to go and turn around and be able to touch families in a way where I could say, I understand, I get it. I was there, mm-hmm. and I know this is really hard, but I can help embody that sense of hope and help help children and families understand how important hope is in these types of situations.
What surprised you about Dr. Jen Pratt's story about wish and hope and being propelled forward during a very difficult time? Think about the word wish. What unfolds in your mind? What phrases come into your consciousness, into your imagination? Make a wish. Oh, I wish that this would work. My wish for you. I wish. What's that nursery rhyme? Starlight, star bright, first star I see tonight. I wish I may, I wish I might have the wish I wish tonight. What do you project onto that? What do I project onto that? The surprise that I felt during my conversation with Jen Pratt about all of the assumptions embedded in the word wish all came falling apart like, I don't know, ice falling off of trees in the first spring thaw. And I realized how closely and tightly I'd protected myself against the hope that was inherent within the word wish. That in a way, I had somehow associated the word wish with being childish, rather than childlike. That I had associated with the word wish a certain naivete rather than innocent experience. That I had somehow guarded myself against the hope inherent within the word wish. What a remarkable overturning of assumptions. What a remarkable discovery of a new part of my own life. And what would it mean if I were to say to you, I wish for all good things for you. I wish for your hopes to be fulfilled. I wish for you to feel propelled forward in your life with an energy and an excitement and a joy that is embroidered with the recognition that you deserve this joy. Just for being alive. Wow. I'll be the first to admit that I truly had associated the Make-A-Wish Foundation with a last wish, with the assumption that all children who received a wish from the Make-A-Wish Foundation received it as a final gift before they died. I will be the first to admit that. And realizing the darkness and despair within that own assumption was a shock to me, because it introduced to me the realization that I had in some way blocked off a possibility of hope. What a remarkable discovery. What a surprising gift to entertain that a wish is not a last-ditch thing. It's not the final gift that comes through before the end of everything. It is the first step on a journey filled with experience and love and life and discovery and friendship and meaningful work and enjoyment and community and. So I'll ask again, what surprised you in this pearl of wisdom? What surprised you in this golden nugget? I remain so grateful to Dr. Jen Pratt for her time, and I will, of course, include links in the show notes about Dr. Jen Pratt and all of the information she has shared about Make-A-Wish, which I didn't realize is an international organization. Wow. So, regardless of where you personally stand on the spectrum of health, medicine, wellness, there is always that rediscovery of something new. And I invite you to explore all of the things that Dr. Jen Pratt shares about Make-A-Wish Foundation. Because being surprised by new discoveries can always be a good thing, don't you think? Here's hoping, truly, for your wish to be fulfilled. Thank you for joining me at My Imaginary Coffee Shop. I'm your host, Catherine Gabriel Jones. I am truly grateful you've shared part of your day with me. Whether this is your first visit or you're a regular, please consider sharing this episode with a friend. Share a rediscovery or a discovery about a wish, so that other people can find their way to Here's Hoping and maybe learn a little bit about Make-A-Wish. If you're interested in having a conversation with me in my imaginary coffee shop, you can send me an email, just like Dr. Jen Pratt did. Or you can also reach out to me on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. There are links to all of the ways to communicate with me in the show notes. In full disclosure, email is always the best. Music for Here's Hoping has been composed and produced by Reverend Dr. Seth Jones, Minister of Extraordinary Spiritual Experiences. Thank you, Seth. Original artwork for Here's Hoping has been created by Ty Sorex, with additional graphics created with Canva. I'm going to leave you with a quote from an unexpected source. It's from the Keanu Reeves film Constantine. This quote is about faith, but oh my heavens, it seems so pertinent. Here goes. I know you've never had much faith. You've never had much reason to. But that doesn't mean I don't have faith in you. And as a final goodbye, I'll give you my wish. I wish for the best of your past to be the worst of your future. Until next time, take care of yourself. Bye-bye.